say a few things and a lesson that for quite a few weeks, for some 2 weeks now, we have had one lesson on the church and its benevolent work. And I would like to at least say a few more words on the subject tonight. And I title, while I'm not going to be getting into all the things that I have prepared in the lesson, but at least I'll touch on some. I title tonight's lesson, it's a continuation of the lesson that we had 2 or 3 weeks ago on the church and its benevolent work. The approach, the biblical approach, or the biblical directive, or the biblical knowledge that we should approach benevolent work with. I pointed out then that as Christian, we should approach life, our Christian life, with an attitude of wanting to share, wanting to give, wanting to be helpful to those who are less fortunate than we are. That's the attitude that the Christian should have. Jesus Christ pointed out in one section there that the poor you have with you always. And what Jesus Christ was saying, that an opportunity to do good will always be there with you. The Bible talks about in the book of Galatians that we should do good to all men. Of course, those who belong to the household of faith should be given preference. So the Christian should go through life not with a selfish, inconsiderate attitude, because that is not Christ-like. We should go through life, if we are going to strive to serve God, with an attitude wanting to help, willing to share, not being selfish. That must be kept in mind. It is always more blessed to give than to receive. In many cases, giving, opportunity to give, is God giving us opportunity for Him to bless us. That's right. Sometimes a stranger that you saw and realized the person is in need and you stretch out to help the person, God provided that needy stranger for you to help. Because God wants that to be the means by which He bless you. But you and I would never know. You and I should approach it where a person is in need and we are to help. That being said, we are mindful that people are always ready to exploit situations. And when the Bible says, be harmless as a dove and be wise as a serpent, that means go through life not like you are fools, but like you are wise. There are people, I mean, and especially in our environment, they are ready to exploit, ready to lie, ready to work brain. That's right. When there are many situations where we feel we are to give the person the benefit of the doubt. And I do that. You do that. That is, you meet up on a situation where the person claims they are in need. And there are situations when you know the person is working brain. May I? While I acknowledge that sometime a person might be from South, but when over the years, most of the people who come seeking a bus fare, it's hardly ever be from Spanish Town. Because if they are from Spanish Town, the pay you can take up $100 or $200 and give them. But it's never, it's usually, it's not even from Mandeville, it's like from Sav, from Negril, from Montego Bay. And I usually ask them, so how did you find this place? You have no relative in town? They come from country people over and say, four. You know, it's never. So I'm wary of that. But there are people who come sometimes seeking help, and something tell you that they are working brain, and something is saying probably they are not. A lot of times, we give some people the benefit of the doubt. That means you help even though you have doubt. But there are many people, you sort of feel sure that they are not being honest with you. Many of us are well aware of people who have come. I've seen people come to the church ready to become a member, ready to get baptized by next week. They just want a little more teaching from their own word. And what you find is not more teaching they want. They want to be around us for a few more days to get more from us. And the moment they stay around for a week or two and get more from us, them disappear. They never even ask you about becoming a Christian again. We have dealt with people who, you know. So what I'm saying, there are times we give benefit of the doubt and you help a person. There are times we help many strangers, people we have never seen, but situation that you are convinced that that person or person, they are in need. But the Almighty God does not want us to play the fool. And when some of what is laid down in Timothy, when we had the first lesson, we spent a lot of time on 1 Timothy chapter 5. Passage like verse 5, 6, and 7. We're not going to spend much time. It was along there I pointed out that helping people should not be that attitude of sentimentality, irrationality, and carefreeness. No. We should be thoughtful as we help people. Where we can help it, we should not let people get away with the idea that Christians are fool people. Because God does not want us to be like that. There are passages that even give that a person should not be under certain age. That's how definite some of the guideline is. A person should not be under a certain age that is placed on the list of those that the church feel somewhat responsible for. I drop this again and remind you that some of the passages that we read in the first weeks ago, it was referring to those situations where the church in the first century took up the responsibility of certain widows who have served the church over a period of time. And some of what was laid down was in respect to those widows who have served the church over time, their faithfulness, commitment to Jesus Christ and his cause have been shown. And they have nobody to take care of them. They have no resources. So a lot of guideline is laid down. The Bible points out that where there are biological relatives to whom the person's responsibility falls naturally, that biological relative should take care of the person. And the Bible goes on and on. Now, the lesson that is planned for tonight, I'll say just a few words and pick up, deals with the fact that carelessness and slothfulness carries consequences. Yes, the Bible used the word slothful. Old and New Testament. You have passage like Romans chapter 12, 9 through 11 that use the word slothful. You have passage like Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 that use the word slothful. And then you have many passages in the wise man, Proverbs. We're not going to go in detail tonight. What we want to show, brothers and sisters, very important, that carelessness and that don't care attitude bring consequences. What is the point, Brother Mitchell? You and I should try to be of help through our advice, suggestion to brothers and our sisters that you may discover that they are careless in the way they use their resources. We should try to be of help to them by suggesting, recommending whatever, if they will listen. Here another thing that will be coming up in this lesson, as I said, I'm just mentioning here, is don't waste any of God's blessing. Don't waste any of God's blessing. Yes, the wise man Solomon also deal with that. And in fact, Jesus Christ, in an indirect way, when he miraculously provide food for the 5,000 or whatever, at the end of it, they were recommended to take up all the food that people had so much to eat. They just... Christ's word was that nothing be wasted. We pay for wasting. That's right. That's right. So if God bless you with much, and you feel you can throw away this, throw away that, when there are so many people who could use it, be careful. Hopefully we will look at that. One of the passages, there are quite a few passages that will come up from Proverbs and New Testament passages as it relates to carelessness and wasted and whatever else, slothfulness. But I leave this one for you to contemplate. Let us hear it, one of you brothers. Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 6 to verse 11. We're just going to read it. We're not going to, you know, for you, this is one of the many passages that we'll be looking at when we get back to this lesson, hopefully within the next week or two, most likely a Sunday night, as we look on what the Bible says about carelessness. And the Bible probably says much more about that than you and I realize. May I? Have you ever thought that while we don't put much emphasis on that, is one of the lessons that comes out naturally when we read about the prodigal son. But when we get back, we will look at that. Let us look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 following.
Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
May I? Remember, Solomon is speaking from the standpoint of wisdom given to him by God. And he's saying to the slothful, the sluggard, the foolish, go and learn from the ants. And let me tell you, there are lessons to learn from the ants. Because, may I? One of the things that places us in need, you know, is when we do not use what God provides wisely. That's one of the things that places us in need. James, I must go to the ants.
Which have no guide, overseer, or ruler.
Yeah, isn't that a fact? The ants doesn't have a manager, or a boss, or a supervisor. And Solomon knew that. Read on.
Provideth her meat in the summer.
Wait, no. Even though he lacked these supervisory character to give instruction, to tell you to build a storehouse and to have a way to preserve what you can't use today, the answer does not. What he does, brother, provideth
her meat in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And gathereth her food in the harvest.
Uh-huh.
How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard?
Read that again.
How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard?
You know, the business of the sluggard sleeping is also tied to the word slothful. The word slothful means slow, tardy, dull, stupid. And that word is used both in the Old and New Testament. The passage the brother is reading, we're going to stop here, is a wonderful passage. But as I close, we will pick up on this lesson, definitely, because the point in this lesson as it relates to benevolent, as it relates to us helping those who are less fortunate, the point in this passage is where you and I have opportunity to help others through our counsel, our advice, our suggestion, and we too need people's suggestion. We too need people's advice. You see, and those advice, suggestions can sometimes get us out of a lot of problems. So when we get back to this lesson, we beg that you avail yourself. And a lot of times, I may not announce at any time that this will be the lesson this Sunday night, because God expects us to be here if we can be here at every service. Truly, at every service. God expects us. When the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is. You notice the passage didn't say, at the Sunday morning service, at the Sunday night service, at the Wednesday night. No! Forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is at every service that the church meets. The implication in the passage that every time the church assembly meet, every true child of God should avail himself. So it is hoped that when this lesson is undertaken, we can learn to benefit from it ourselves and learn to be in a position to help give advice, recommendation, directive to others that we can be of help to. So we ask that you avail yourself. Thank you.